Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Every Tuesday, we do it.
Story time with Mickey.
Snakes, illicit drugs, 20 balls. Hank Jr., you never know what you'll get. It's time for Story Time with Mickey Ryan.
I was in the eighth grade in a rural school district in Arkansas. This would have been back in the 80s, kids. And everybody has a teacher that you had a crush on, right? Y'all do. Everybody. Yeah. Boys, girls, y'all have a teacher that you had a crush on.
Did you have a crush on a teacher, Dawn?
I didn't, but... honestly, all of my teachers were females, so.
Oh, well, what? There you go.
Yeah.
Never had a male teacher?
I didn't have a male teacher growing up.
Weird school that you went to. No coaches, no male anything?
No, even my PE teachers were females.
Okay, well.
Woman power, baby. Woman
99.9% of all of you out there had a teacher. Maybe you went to a school that hired both genders of teacher, unlike Don's school.
I kind of liked my English student teacher. In high school.
Okay.
Miss Doberman.
Miss Doberman. Okay.
No, not Doberman.
Okay.
Doberman.
See, her bite
is
worth in her bark. So we'll just call this teacher Miss Nice. How about that? She was very nice.
Oh, and wait. I give up the name and you won't give up your name?
I was going to say.
No, I'm going to protect the innocent here.
Who's the innocent? You?
Yes.
No.
So I, you know, wasn't from the most literary background. And, you know, this lady was our teacher and she was new at the school. Very cute, very young. I find out later from my friend's dad, who was on the school board, that he said, she didn't teach you guys anything. You just liked her because she was cute. Basically, the school board asked her to leave after 1 year.
Because she was cute?
Well, no, she wasn't teaching anything.
Oh, so you're in eighth grade. So this is like 14?
14.
Yeah. Okay.
So we take this class and she's having us read these books and we're reading these books and you know, you come in and you tell her about the book you read and we wrote papers about it and you're trying to impress her and show her how literary you are and all those things. And, you know, the whole year goes by and she was young. She got married. You know, that was kind of a crushing thing because when you're eighth grade, you just think, you know, I'll graduate in 1, 3, or 4 years and she'll just, you know, wait on me. Then she'll be my girlfriend. You don't know any better at that age. So she gets married. School year ends. She leaves. At the time, we just think she took a different job. Find out later. She was basically asked to leave by the school board. But I eventually go to college just up the road in Jonesboro.
I love that you're crushed that she got married because at 14, you think you're one day going to marry this girl.
I mean, that's just what you think. It's like when people get mad when a famous person gets married. Like they were going to meet Scarlett Johansson and marry her.
I thought I was going to marry Marky Mark at some point.
Okay. Marky Mark.
Yeah.
That's a legit thing.
Yeah, that was like
a lot of people are shaking their head in the car right now. Like, yeah, I was mad when, you know, Linda Carter got married or whatever. Cheryl Teagues, Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
These are all women you were upset that they got married.
Maybe.
Gene Simmons.
So I worked at, I wasn't mad when he got married. Thought he did the right thing by Shannon Tweed. So one day, I'm in college. I'm working at Dillard's. I take a break. I'm walking to Wyatt's cafeteria to get a chicken leg. And I see this lady across the mall. And son of a gun, it's her. Miss Nice. And I'm like, okay, play it cool. Don't run. Don't run right up to her. You'll startle her. So I quickly make my way across the mall. And I mean, I'm right up next to her before she realizes there's somebody right there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Miss Nice, what are you, my goodness, great to see you. And she was like, great to see you.
Buddy.
It's, how long has it been? I'm like, well, I don't know, eighth grade to now, like 6 years. She's like, oh goodness, yes, 6 years, of course. I said, look, I was a student at Harrisburg. She's like, oh, of course. Of course, at Harrisburg. And I said, look, you made literature come alive for me. You know, you taught me the importance
nice
of
pickup line
of yeah. books and reading. And
you made literature come alive.
I just want to let you know you're such an important part of my academic journey. And I just remember when you left and you'd gotten married. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm not married anymore. I was like, oh, So
that song literally played in your head, right?
I start reeling at this point, and I said, well, that's so awful. I know you were just getting started, you know, in your family life in those days. She's like, yeah, it didn't work out. You know, I'm single now. And I was like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm in college now. I've joined a fraternity. I take English classes in college because the inspiration of people like you. I own books now that I read just for sport because I don't even have to have them read for class. They're just books that are important to me that I read because of the love of reading that you taught me.
Leather-bound books.
These books are important to my life now because reading is important. And she's like, gosh, that's great. And I said, you know, that year that you were at Harrisburg, it really meant a lot to me. I would hope it meant a lot to you. And she's like, I mean, of course it did. Of course it did. And I'm glad if I could help you along your way and your journey. And I said, you know, I would stay after class. Remember, we'd talk about the books we were reading. She's like, yeah, yeah, okay. And we would just talk about it. And remember, I read this whole series of books that you had recommended. I read all of them. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. I remember that. I remember that. Well, I said, look, I'm going to go to the Wyatt's cafeteria here and I'm going to get a chicken leg. I don't know what you're doing. She's like, well, I don't really have time to eat right now. And so, well, I work right there in Dillard's. I mean, anytime you're in the mall, you could stop by. And she's like, so you work in Dillard's right there? I'm like, yeah. She goes, I will definitely remember that. And I said, well,
I never shop there.
I just want you to know, Miss Nice, I mean, this has meant a lot that I could see such a great influence on me. Somebody so important to me. I just want to let you know again how important that year was to me that you were my teacher. And she goes, you know what? This means the world to me. And it means the world to me to know that I was an influence on you and that you're doing so well now. And, you know, Sean, it was great seeing you too.
She felt comfortable enough to pull Sean out of nowhere.
Yep, old Sean.
And crushed you.
Oh,
I mean, just crushed you.
Did you
I didn't even eat the chicken leg. I just went back to Dillard's and clocked back in.